Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in the 4:30 half-hour block on Wednesday, so it is our very special segment, Broad Appeal. Today, I'm joined by one of the amazing Fort Hellcats. These are all women who have served in our military and are now seeking congressional office. My specific guest today, she's running for New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. She served 15 years in the U.S. Navy. Her name is Rebecca Bennett. Thanks for sticking around with us, Rebecca. We were talking about the affordability crisis in our country, and we specifically have been talking about childcare, housing, veterans benefits, the fact that it's very difficult for people either graduating from college or with technical degrees to find employment right now. We've had now the fourth week of very negative employment numbers being reported. More Americans are more pessimistic now about the economic outlook of this country than at any time since 1951, according to recent polling. Pretty bleak. I heard this other statistic just this week as well, and I thought, boy, that says a lot. For a long time, the median age of first-time homeowners fluctuated around like 35, give or take a little bit. In the last 2 years, it's jumped to over 40. Mm-hmm. And it's like such a snapshot that even if people can get there, it's taking so much longer. This is one of those points that I struggle to break through with folks that lean conservative and are a certain generation, because they extrapolate their experiences as a young person, the economy as it worked for them, and look at people that are struggling today and go, like, what's your problem? Mm-hmm. You know, put a little elbow grease in. Mm-hmm. I know that you went and got your MBA from Wharton, which is one of the very, very impressive business schools in this country, on the GI Bill. And I just wanted to get your sense, when we look very broadly at economic opportunity and being able to deliver on every American's dream of home ownership and making sure that your kids do better than you can, is there a particular issue that stands out when we look at the affordability crisis that if we can do better on this, other better results will follow?
Yeah, you know, I think this is something that I've been thinking about quite a bit. And, you know, I will say I really consider my life a version of the American dream, because I had an ROTC scholarship for my undergrad, and I worked two jobs on top of that to be able to cover the pieces of my undergrad that weren't covered from my ROTC scholarship. And to your point, I used the GI Bill to pay for my MBA. I used a VA loan to buy my house. And so I am where I am because of programs like that. And so I think, to me, it's about, that's the American dream of, you know, you work hard, you can build the life that you want to be able to build in this country. And so to me, it's about making people feel like that is not out of reach and not out of reality, and that they can do those things. So I think, as far as kind of the issues that are the underlying ones, I think some of it is thinking about, what are we going to do to help people move into this new economy that we're going to see, especially as AI continues to become more and more prevalent. We are going to have to make sure that we are giving people job training to help them transition to whatever the new jobs are going to be. And the example I like to point to is, you know, the Industrial Revolution, or back in the 20th century, telephone operators are not a job that exists anymore, but there's new jobs that are created. And so it's, you know, how do we help people transition to that space? And that's where I think we have an opportunity in the United States to be leaders in AI, be leaders in clean energy manufacturing, and to be able to really make sure we're well positioned for the 21st century economy, and to make sure that we're able to get people good paying jobs to be able to make sure they can build that life that they want to be able to build. And then, you know, I think it is solving some of the other issues we're talking about, which are, college is very expensive, childcare is very expensive, we don't have enough houses. And so I think those are the types of things that we can solve for as well there.
For someone as smart and insightful as you are, I'm going to put another one on your radar and list. Yep. Pardon the use of the term radar, pun intended.
That's okay.
and that is, you know, we have really the Biden administration brought back a lot more pro-competitive, pro-capitalist regulatory enforcement. But what we've seen with this administration is really a dismantling of the federal agencies and their investigatory and enforcement arms that deal with anti-competitive monopolistic behavior. And as we look at AI and technology and who will reap the whirlwind windfall of benefits from these things, it's essential for the job retraining, upskilling, reskilling, relocations, all of those things. But I think equally, we've got to keep our eye on, frankly, antitrust enforcement and who's able to access the benefits of this new economy as we move forward. Folks, if you're just joining us, again, I'm talking with New Jersey's 7th Congressional District Congresswoman-to-be, I'll say. Her name is Rebecca Bennett. She's one of the four, count them four, self-styled Hellcats women that are military veterans running for Congress in 2026, in good company with Maura Sullivan running in New Hampshire, Kate Conley running in New York, and Joanna Mendoza running in Arizona. I want to share with you one of our regular texters here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Troy from Mount Horeb, texting in from WMDX, says, Rebecca, you are so inspiring. Thank you for your service in the Navy, and thank you for your future service in Congress. I say hear, hear to that. Thank you, Troy. Mark from Prairie du Sac said, hey, I built a number of model airplanes when I was a kid. One of them was a Hellcat. So getting some love from our listeners here in Wisconsin. You can find out more about Rebecca and her campaign at Rebecca Bennett. That's two N's, two T's, for forcongress.com. Again, that's Rebecca Bennett. Two N's, two T's, for Congress.com. To close us out this afternoon, Rebecca, I love asking women candidates that come to us here on Broad Appeal, what's something about you that your constituents or the folks listening might be surprised to find out?
I think there's a couple things. You know, one I would say is that no one recruited me to run for this race. I volunteered myself for this. And so there's this statistic out there that's something about women need to be asked 7 times before they get asked to run. And I would say, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about running for office, do it, because we need you in those rooms and being those voices. And so I would just encourage you to put yourself out there, because we need you in this fight too. So, yeah.
She raised her hand, saw a need. When called, will serve. Thank you, Rebecca Sullivan. Folks, stay with us. We've got Jessica Denson, a Trump evacuee. She has changed her mind. Stay with us.